Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to be with you all on this last night of 2017. Can you believe it? We are at the close of another glorious year, a year filled with lessons learned, I hope. I know for me, there were many lessons learned, not just for myself, but for those that I counsel, I coach, I mentor. Just so much, so much, so much. But I am grateful. I'm grateful to each of you who have joined us on this evening to hear the final teaching for 2017. And I'm not going to belabor the moment. We're going to get right into it, because I believe that this is something that we need as we move forward into a new year, a new understanding, a new paradigm, and fulfilling what it is that God has called us to. For our callers, for anyone who has a question or a comment regarding what's being taught on tonight, at any time, please press 1 and we will gladly bring you live. So, Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus. Just giving you glory, honor, and praise for this moment of teaching. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you as a divine teacher on tonight. We thank you for what you're about to speak, how you're about to release it, how this word will prove to be relevant in each and every one of our lives. We thank you now that as we receive this teaching, that it will empower us, that as we go forward in this new year, it will ignite something in us. It will ignite your fire in us to fulfill that which we've been called to. Father, we thank you for these things now, and we count them done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, subject tonight is grace gift. Appropriate your grace gift. The first passage of scripture that we're going to look at is in Ephesians chapter 4. And I'm grateful, y'all, that this lesson was something that I encountered at the table with Apostle Rodney Beeney more than 4 years ago. And as I was reading through some notes, it just came back to me today. So, Prophet Beeney, Apostle Beeney, thank you for what you imparted into me even that many years ago about appropriating our gift and how it still serves to be very relevant. So Ephesians chapter 4, very familiar passage of scripture, starting at verse 7, and it says, "But unto every one of us is given grace, according to the measure of the Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men." I'm going to stop right there. I could keep reading, but we know it. Verse 11, and he gave some. That scripture has been coming up a whole lot. But he gave us gifts. To each one of us, grace was given. Each one of us, each and every one of us has been given grace to fulfill a specific assignment in the earth, a specific purpose for life. And what's important now, at this very moment, is that for many of us, 2017 has been a year where we just sort of muddled through. We weren't secure in our understanding that God had graced us to fulfill a specific assignment and purpose in life. Many of us are of the mindset that we just do what we do. And if we do that well, do something well, we just keep doing that because it keeps us in our comfort zone. It's not compromising. It's not antagonizing. It's not any of those things. It's just status quo behavior, because it's something that we do and it's comfortable. But I need you to know that God works outside of our comfort zone. And that because he's given us a specific grace to fulfill a specific assignment and purpose, to learn how to appropriate that grace gift. How many of you understand that the gift that he gave us is really purposed to be the primary means for the provision for our lives? Proverbs 17:8 says this: a gift is a precious stone in the eye of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. So not only did we receive the gift and a grace gift to fulfill a specific assignment, it's supposed to prosper us. Now, I know a lot of people were seeking new jobs, seeking more money, seeking change, looking for opportunity. But were you seeking out your gift? Your gift, again, is purpose. Come on. The primary means of the gift that God gave us is for provision for our life. It's supposed to bring benefit. It's supposed to bring blessings. That's what the gift is supposed to do. But too many of us were chasing behind the dollar, chasing behind the next entrepreneurial thing that, okay, so I'm going to sell makeup this week. I'll sell jewelry next week. I'll be a travel consultant the following week, and then I'll go back. Come on. What's the gift? What's the gift? What did God give you? Come on, y'all. The gift that he gave you, it's supposed to prosper you. It's supposed to provide provision for your life. As we're moving into the new year, if we're able to acknowledge what that gift grace is, if we're able to recognize that it's the means for provision for our lives, we set ourselves at a place where it can make room for us. Proverbs 18:16 tells us that. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. I have to testify to that right there. I have a gift that I have been operating in for years, not really understanding that it was my gift. But I'm a counselor. I'm a coach. I'm a mentor. And I've been speaking into the lives of so many people for so many years, not really recognizing that this is what God gave me. And he's graced me for me to utilize that gift to be a means of provision for my life. And not only that, even according to 18:16, that your gift will make room for you and it'll put you before great men. In 2017, I experienced some opportunities and some doors opened that God put me before great men and women of God, great men and women in the marketplace, not because of who Valerie is, but because of the gift that's inside me, because I was able to recognize what it is that God wanted me to do. And I became so focused on fulfilling my assignment in the earth that it opened up opportunities. Territory was enlarged. I experienced increase. And I understand, too, that it was not just about my skills. Because all of us have a skill set. Skill sets are very common. We can build a skill set based upon what it is we desire to do. But our gifts are unique. They are about us fulfilling purpose. And so as we're readying ourselves, as we're going into this new year, as we are now ready to appropriate the grace gift that God has placed within us, we also have to be willing. Expansion, if we're ready for the enlargement, we've got to create a niche. And you say, okay, Val, what are you talking about? Why do I need a niche? You heard me. The gift that he's given us is for us to have provision for life. And when you create a niche, what you're doing, a niche is a place, it's employment, it's status, it's activity for which a person or thing is best fitted. It's a specialized market. You've got to find your niche. A lot of us do counseling, a lot of us, especially in this region. We have people who have compassion and empathy for others. There are a lot in this region who are about helping people build and get to their next in God, to get to their next in the marketplace. So guess what? You need to find your niche. You need to find your specialization. You need to find your target audience. You need to recognize your sphere of influence. You're able to captivate your audience. You're able to exercise that which God has placed in you before the right people that will aid you in building the necessary relationships and collaborations to take you to your next place. And when you recognize what your niche is, then you're not so worried about competing. It's another thing that we see take place a lot. And this is not just in the marketplace. You also find this in ministry, that people are competing for spaces and places and people when people are not even ours to lord over. But that's another whole, we're not even going to go there, Lord Jesus. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. How many of you are ready for expansion in the new year? How many are ready for their territories to be enlarged? How many are ready for their visions to be expanded? How many of you are ready to really dig into what it is that God has called you to and prosper in it? Because if you are, I want you to know that God will begin to put a demand on your gift. And by you understanding who you are and what you've been sent to do, the potential thing has in the earth, it will aid you in evolving to a level that's consistent with the gift that's been placed inside of you. A couple of years ago, God had spoken to my spirit. The Holy Spirit had said, you all were functioning as underdogs. You weren't really understanding who we were. We didn't understand who we were, but we were doing the work. We were making the impact. But now that we understand who we are, and we not just recognize the potential, we're working the potential that's within us. We are in a place now that we're evolving to the level, and we're being consistent according to the gift that's been placed on the inside of you. With that knowledge, guess what? We're no longer afraid to seek out opportunities that place a demand on the gift that's in us. How many of you, even in 2017, liked working behind the scenes? You knew you had the gift. You knew you had the grace. You knew you had the capacity within you to be out front, but you step back. Because But you'll never reach the capacity or the potential of your gift if you're not willing to face challenge. You got to face some challenges, my sisters and my brothers. Don't get to the place where what's inside of you becomes frustrated because it's just sitting there stagnant. And when your gift gets frustrated, you get frustrated. And then when you get frustrated, you start acting out. No, I'm talking about me. I start acting out. So we've got to dig in to move. We've got to function according to that which God has placed on the inside of us to fulfill the work that he's called us to do. I'm going to call on my husband to see if he can share with you all a little bit about our capacity and our sphere of influence.
Yes, we know that. We've been, I'm sure that she said this. We all have all been commissioned by God to influence a sphere of society. Some of us have different gifts and talents. Therefore, we operate in different spheres of influence, be it arts and entertainment, religion, whatever it may be. We all operate in indifference. And we find that in 2 Corinthians 10, chapter 10, verse 12 through 18. Where we find the word just giving us some guidance in that area as to understand our gifts and how we're supposed to be operating. And, you know, some of the points that I would guess I would make is never diminish your gifts. I've done that for many years, being able to do a lot of different things, but not recognizing my gift. I guess a lot of times what happens is we don't recognize the gifts that God has vested us with. And so, therefore, we sort of diminish what we're actually here to do. But understanding purpose helps with that. Don't rank yourself. Sometimes, you know, I've heard pastors especially do this, you know, say that one has more gifting than the other, and each one of us have been tasked with a certain job and purpose here on the earth, and so you can't compare yourself to someone else. What someone else does doesn't mean that's what you do, so don't compare yourself. I even got ahead of myself. I was going to say that, and then I just looked down at some notes, and it said that, so that just said I'm on the right page. And so we can't measure ourselves against someone else because we have a specific task here on earth. We've been given the gifts to operate in the seven spheres of influence. And so that's the way we should be focusing ourselves on doing what we're supposed to do, not worrying about the gifts and talents of others. And sometimes we get those things confused. Again, as you know, I was talking about comparing, like an apostle comparing themselves to what a prophet is getting from God, or even an evangelist or a teacher comparing themselves to the gifts that someone else has, and that's not their calling, that's not what they are supposed to do. when Holy Spirit directs them, then they will be able to operate in that particular area. But until then, we have to be obedient and do what God has asked us to do.
Amen. Amen. And I don't know what part of the notes he shared, but the thing that is really important now for each of us is not dumbing down, diminishing the truth of who we are for the sake of making someone else look good, someone else feel good. Never diminish what God has placed on the inside of you. Some of you listening are guilty of that in 2017. You didn't trust the gift inside of you, and so you didn't move out. Even when you heard the Holy Spirit speaking to you to move, to speak, as we're moving into 2018, no longer will we sit back and be quiet. We're going to open up our mouth and we're going to speak as the Spirit leads. We're going to seek out those opportunities to utilize the gift that's been placed on the inside of us. We're going to prepare ourselves. We're going to find our niche. We're going to be ready for expansion. We're going to identify our sphere of influence to do what it is that God has called us to do. Because, y'all, that is supposed to be the primary source for our provision in the earth. We won't have to work one job, two job, three job. We won't have to be that. But it'll be such that I can do what it is that God has called me to do. I can work on solving the answer that God placed me here. That he placed me here to do. That he would be glorified in my obedience to the task that I've been given. And I would be able to make the impact in the earth that's needed. With just a few hours left here in the United States of this year, 2017, I encourage each of you to take time. If you're not certain what your gift is, take some time. Do an inventory. Pray if you need to. Seek God. Seek some counsel, godly counsel, about really understanding what it is that God has called you to. And then write a vision. Make it plain upon the tablets. As the word says, write a vision. Get you a mission statement. Get you a plan. Get you a strategy to move forward in the new year, fulfilling purpose. I give God praise for all that I've gone through in 2017, and I give him praise for what he's about to take me into in 2018 to fulfill the assignment. I am ready for expansion to happen. I'm excited about the provision that is coming our way, that we would make an impact in the sphere of influence that we've been called to. And it is my prayer that for each of you who are listening tonight, that you will be doing the same thing. Whew. Thank you. God, I thank you. Father, thank you. Thank you for what you've released tonight through the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the words. Thank you for the empowerment. Thank you for the insight. Look, God, may we apply this to our lives individually and make a change. Make a change. Make a change. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And we count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listeners, we say God bless you again. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. We will not have prayer on tomorrow morning. But if there are any questions, any comments, feel free to reach out to me, Valerie Burrell, on Facebook, or email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. As always, we encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone. Bless you all, and good night.